We got Patrice O'Neill in studio, of course, Jim Norton, and now Chris Rock joins the program.
What? Am I on?
Yeah, now you're on.
This
sorry.
Thing on?
See, we can't even figure out which mic works. The last day before vacation.
Sorry. You realize it's just the same as like school. Remember in school before vacation or before you left for summer, nothing got done?
I know nothing about school.
It's exactly nothing.
School's for white people.
Well, I sure missed it.
Books and learning.
Maybe it was the Sicilian in me. I missed it, a lot of it. I just went for the first half to learn a little bit of math.
And some
English.
Shop skills and then and move on.
Better things to do.
Yeah.
This is Chris's first time here. And
this is my first time, yeah.
And him and Patrice were talking about something, and apparently he complimented Patrice, and I got to say, I didn't like it at all.
let me say this. It was a weird thing. I'm sitting there, the first part of the story, I thought somebody's just starting trouble, and I thought, it's Chris.
Well, retell the story. I'll make believe I didn't hear this.
Well,
because it was really good.
I had to thank him because one comic said that Chris Rock said that you auditioned for Everybody Hates Chris as the Father, talking about me. And said I was awful. I go, no, I was good in that audition. So Keith called me. Keith was there. So Keith goes, man, no. He didn't say that at all. He said you were great. And then he told me the real story.
You were great. You just didn't know any of your lines.
But I didn't.
You're very unprepared. Very self-deprecating. But you were great. You were actually the best one that day.
I could have got the father, but I thought I knew my line. Put it this way: I always say in auditions, I gave myself a chance to get it, but I'm very aloof. Mm-hmm. In auditions, because I don't want to get too, like, I want it, or too, I don't want it. I went in.
So why try?
Him and Ollie.
why try?
I was just saying, this is how I'm going to be as a father. But the word was, okay, he was the best, but he didn't get it because of some other stuff. Like, but I was actually felt good about that.
Yeah.
That I was the best, but I.
So you finally got an opportunity to ask Chris if that was true.
Oh, you were great.
But here's the thing I heard, is that I had an attitude, and I didn't. I know when I have an attitude. I'm not going to say I'm not an ass.
You didn't have an attitude. You came in. I feel like
this is good.
Ass.
No, this is good stuff. This is
like this I feel is like Mr. Slate. Like I'm Trump.
The reason you were let go.
But I don't like to give. I don't like to give.
Wait, let's hear his
side. Wait a minute, though. I don't like to give. Just to let me finish.
Let the man finish.
I don't. Right. I don't like
man.
To give. I don't like to give black bosses any less type of respect than white bosses. I don't want to look at Chris and go, Chris. And when I go into white things and I'm acting right. I went in there to try to be business, act right.
How many black bosses have you really been in front of? You say it like there's so many black bosses
and
out
you
there.
You act like you're popular among white people. When have you ever been like nice or diplomatic?
I want it to be the same, exactly the same.
Yeah. Well.
And
Why don't you kiss up to Chris Rock?
He's
in the studio.
He doesn't have to kiss up to me.
You're self-destructive.
I'm not self-destructive. I don't.
Look who's telling you that.
Right. I know a thing about being self-destructive. I think you're being a little self-destructive. You're being a little too cool for the room in front of Chris Rock.
Too cool? What are you talking about now?
Yeah.
But don't think me and Chris don't both know white tricks. this is not dividing
white tricks.
What is it? I basically said thank you for the compliment because I heard the compliment.
Right.
Thank you.
Chris, his acting was good.
His acting was very good. Acting was very good. He just didn't know. He didn't know the part.
Mm-hmm.
And he was very. He was just killing himself. He was basically screaming, "Don't hire me!"
Oh, Patrice!
You know something?
That's the Patrice
that
we know.
Sounds just like
we know,
Patrice.
This is the man we know.
I swear to God,
absolutely
I
sounds just like him.
I know when I'm being like that, but I wasn't.
The guy that he went against was like, "I'm ready to do this. Yeah. I know every line." And he probably wasn't as good as Patrice, but he was
I will do everything
you need to do, Mr. Rock.
Hey, you know what? Don't worry about it. It's not like it's a hit show, right?
Yeah, it's not like you see the bus really boards good. And
Chris,
the billboards.
I saw your E! True Hollywood story. You were the same way.
I was. And I straightened out.
All right. That's his advice. All right, I'm going to try.
You should learn from Chris.
I'm learning from Chris. I'm going to learn now.
Terry Crews was great, though.
Yeah.
But you were really good.
How many seasons are you in on that show?
We're, I think, we just finished three. Yeah, so we're going to start four.
Well, that's four seasons.
What do you do?
Is that why you asked the main question?
Actually, no, I never heard that story until you said that. Yeah. No, I wouldn't rub it. I'm happy that I heard that.
Syndication money starts rolling.
I was wondering, when you go into a show with that stars like a kid, right. Do you think, if we get a year out of this, we're lucky? And now you must start thinking, this kid's getting older.
He's really old, and his voice has changed, and he's shaving.
It's like, what?
Got hemorrhoids.
You got the Harry Potter problem.
Yeah, we got the,
that's some problem.
That's a good problem to have.
It happened with, like, the Wonder Years and stuff, where I think they go into it thinking, we're lucky if it's even on the air. And then it gets to the point where it's like, Dad, I'm home. And it's not quite the Wonder Years anymore, you know? Right. It's not this innocent child thing. Now he's, you know, driving and having sex.
Sleeping with his aunt.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And his show, that Everybody Loves Chris, was one of the few ones that made the leap when they combined to make the CW and UPN closed down. And
oh, that's right.
And like a couple others were the only ones that moved over to the new network.
Right. Yes, because all the shows were so great. They had to what's gonna make it?
That was just, you could hear the collective click of white people hitting the remotes on some of those shows. It's like, there's four girls and they're living together and they're working. I have no idea what that's about. Click.
Yeah.
I had no real interest in seeing that.
What? Why don't you just start it with, I'm a racist?
Yeah, I didn't say I'm a racist.
Wait, I like my shows with a black friend. That's what you're really saying.
An occasional black friend is great on the show.
You know, he has
black
one
cast.
He has one important scene every season. That's where I feel.
Anthony
is my safe zone.
Sticks from Happy Days.
Right.
Get us Sticks. Look, what happened to those days?
Anthony goes, I'm not watching UPN Word.
I don't call it that. Jesus Christ. I just need something I can relate to a little. Us as humans, we're just watching things we can relate to
it's
a
like
little
Steve
more.
Nash. You want to see you getting
just so Chris understands.
Anthony, it's like Nash, right?
Anthony is.
Yes. You root for Nash.
Right.
Of course you root for Nash.
Anthony's a big fan.
Oh, my God. Root for Nash.
Anthony's a big fan of the History Channel, but he likes to call it the Hitler Channel, just so you know who
you're
dealing
with.
Well, it's
the big H in the corner and stuff, of course. Yeah. I'm a fan of the era.
Right.
Keep going. Like,
it's amazing Hitler can have a channel and O.J. can't get a show. O.J. only killed two people.
They're fascinated with Hitler.
Hitler gets a whole channel. Network.
Every bit of film of that guy has been shown. Everything.
He's a drug addict.
There's no Hitler outtakes.
I saw one the other day. Hitler went sandal shopping.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, some rare footage.
Whole hour of Hitler.
They find two
sandals.
Lousy seconds of Hitler footage and they make an hour out of it on the Hitler channel.
OJ,
see, now I'm
nothing.
Saying it. Nothing for OJ.
Nothing for OJ.
Hey, Chris is playing the Garden. We got to get the plug in, man. He's playing
Madison Square Garden
New Year's Eve. How cool is that, Chris?
Madison Square Garden New Year's Eve. Yes.
And, Ticketmaster for tickets. And it's amazing to be doing that room. It's funny. I think we're off the air. We said this. But I'm like, are you doing the two rooms? One
the
with
Little Garden? No, I'm doing the Dane Cook Garden.
The Dane Cook Garden.
The Dane Cook Garden. Oh, my God.
Renamed.
That is the elephant in the room, too, because you're sitting there going, how do you ask somebody, are you playing the real Garden or the other thing? But the other thing is 5,000
still
seats.
Impressive, yes.
Yeah, that's the mini garden.
Yeah, but whenever anybody says it,
then
you go like, oh.
Back to the other garden, in the little garden in April, May.
Okay, so you're doing
four nights.
Four nights in the, Jesus.
How come not do one big garden? Because that adds up to four of the little gardens.
There's like insurance issues. Let me explain arena.
Yeah, you gotta explain that world.
I know when you're settling up at the Chuckle Hut at the end of the night. You sit there with the guy.
I don't know. I really asked it like, I don't
from
know.
From the rainy night house, and you're going over.
You ask it the
Tony
garden.
Camacho has to check.
You ask him not to drop checks.
John Mulrooney is working with you.
Do you ask him not to drop checks?
Big up to Mulrooney.
Do they have wings at the garden?
We might have rings. I've been trying to get Kentucky Fried Chicken to give out two pieces at the end of the night.
night. But
so, I wonder if you made, you probably made more doing four nights at the other one.
You can make more money, yeah, because the union is
very expensive. New York rooms are very expensive. I mean, I understand some of the big rooms.
This is all business stuff.
Not,
yeah,
not I'm that, just, of course.
It's all business. Yes, yes.
Something you don't know nothing about.
I'll be at Comics next week. The 20th. I'm trying to sell four shows.
Patrice decided it was a good idea to get a website a mere 3 months ago. Wow. Remember all the times you would come on the show and like,
see,
you have a website
that's
to
how
promote
he
yourself?
Get the show. Exactly. That's how he did.
He doesn't know how to promote. He goes, I feel weird promoting.
Do you see him trying now, though?
You are trying.
Jesus.
Patrice's brilliance is as a comedian.
You're playing some big rooms now, right?
You know, I'll get back to you. Yes. Thank you, Chris. It's funny. As a businessman, it's time to plug myself. Yeah, I'm doing maybe 1,000 is probably the max.
That's 1,500. You know. Hey, you're out the clubs.
Yeah.
You made it.
Well, I mean, it that's the goal of every comic is to get out of the chuckle huts.
My only goal, I swear to you, was to be famous enough to not have to do radio. That was it.
Yeah,
not that I'll only be up now, but I mean, you
right.
know.
Yeah.
I don't have to do radio and I don't have to stay in the condo, comedian condo. That's all I wanted.
And you mean you're on the road.
I wanted to be like Don Myra. George Wallace was like my goal.
He's been on the show a bunch.
Yeah.
Funny
that was
guy.
My goal.
Yeah. You shot past that.
We should talk about the condo thing. A lot of people out there don't understand. When you guys go to these cities, you have to stay in the same condo that other comics were in the week before.
The same sheets.
Right, because they're trying to just save. They're trying to save money, so these guys buy an actual condo. The
comedians are disgusting.
Right, right. I can't even imagine.
You got to share sometimes with, I've done so many gigs with a headliner in the middle act.
Oh, sometimes you have to share, if you're not a headliner, you share the room. With the
some strange comic you don't
like,
you barely know
like damn near bunk beds.
Right.
It's like
I've done that. I woke up one time, it was three comedians in a room and I woke up and the two guys had left. We had like a 2-hour drive to the next game. They just left a note like, we'll meet you there. Dirtbags.
Hint.
You ever had that thing where you're at the club and they have the meal, the menu, and then there's the stuff the headliner can eat, but if you're an opener...
Oh, no way.
You can't get shrimp. You know?
The chintzy-ass crap is that?
The middles can't get scallops. We're sorry.
You can have the chicken wings. Chicken wings for you.
I was doing a club recently up in Massachusetts, and they said that the MCs, the opening acts, couldn't get soda. I'm like, you don't give the guys... I can see alcohol.
You know what I don't like?
This wow.
I saw one said, don't touch the waitresses.
Was that a problem?
You know what's bothering me about this conversation?
What?
That Norton and Chris Rock are having a nostalgic conversation that I still live.
If you had the right attitude, you're as funny as both of us.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit here and say I'm funnier than you.
I guess it's time to tell you this is an intervention for you, Chris Rock. Yeah. You thought we were having Chris Rock to promote his New Year's gig, but it's really an intervention to get you on the right track.
How do people be able to move on from old school news? I'm not like that.
I'll tell you what it is. You're as a comedian, and
you're like Whitney Houston. You're going to have to be clean for 10 years before we buy it. Like, ooh, we supposed to just buy it now?
But she's looking good again.
I
got to prove it to the public.
I need 4 crackless albums before I buy it.
I'm going to have to be like Michael Vick after he gets out. Like, I'm about to take care of dogs.
Yeah. Going to work at a shelter. You got to pet every dog you see walking by.
Geez. You're going to have to shake hands with a few audience members as they walk out. Thank the club owner for having you. Because it's not your act. People love your act.
People love
who
your
you
act.
Are. It's who you are.
They hate you.
It's garbage.
They just hate you as a person. This is your intervention. I've been waiting for this day.
There is no awful human beings. I'm a good person.
Yeah.
You just got a thing about you.
That's what it is.
I can name 10 guys you're funnier
than. And you know what? You know what? This is how you know.
They're way more successful than you.
This is Chris. Chris is talking to me like a middle-aged white man. That's how middle-aged white people talk to me. You know I'm finished because Chris is like, look, my son. You need to work on this.
If you think it's just jokes, you got... Jokes are only half the battle.
This is, every conversation you have about Patrice goes like this. He's a funny guy.
This is years ago, you know? Norton. This is in the mid 90s. This was I used to do this.
I met him. I hated Patrice. His pomposity. I met him and he was like, "We're doing this hell gig for Jamie Dukin. It was a college. I was opening."
You keep telling that story. I killed that room.
You
by
didn't
the way.
Kill
it. It doesn't
room.
Matter.
It's not about the comedy.
But it's not about the jokes.
It's the delusion of who he is. I had maybe a one. I
helped me help you. He's Rod Tidwell.
I like to see him sweat. It's rare you sweat on our show, man. All right,
I guess
a breather.
It's just a deal. Nobody's got a bad thing to say.
No.
No.
about as funny.
just my essence stinks.
Before they trash you, they'll say things like, yeah, it's funny. Are you friends with him? Like, no.
Patrice O'Neill will not be at the guard. He'll be at the underguard.
Right. Chris Rock wants to make it perfectly clear. He doesn't want you tainting his guard appearance.
There's the 5,000. Right. There's the 20,000. And then there's the bathroom.
Oh, poor Patrice.
Hey, are you working with anybody in the garden?
Jill Scott. Jill Scott for the ladies.
She's opening?
Yeah, she's opening.
Wow.
I don't know Jill Scott.
I don't either.
Okay.
I want to find out about...
If you're having sex with a black woman, you'd know.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
She's big.
Yeah.
Neo soul, as they used to call it. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, wait. She's the performer. She does music.
Yeah.
I knew... All right. I know who...
Oh, she's not a comic?
No.
Oh, you was thinking comedian Jill Scott.
I was thinking comedian Jill Scott. I've heard of Jill Scott.
Yeah.
I don't really know what she... I just know she's in music.
That's smart, have music in front of you, because this way you don't have to worry about somebody stepping on everything you want to talk
exactly.
about. That's why Pryor did it with Patti LaBelle.
Exactly.
I'm going to start doing that music.
When I saw Dane Cook at the Garden, it was just him in a stool.
Yep.
No opening act, nothing.
Hour and
Dane
a half.
Just came out.
Yeah.
That was. I'm like, wow, that's pretty pompous. Not even a warm-up.
35 minutes of scream.
Right. Give us a band or something to hang out with for a while.
I hate working in the round. Not that I have an opportunity to do it. Believe me, I very rarely
Shut
do
up,
it.
Stupid. You're not in the round yet. You can't count the Westbury Music Fair.
I'm only doing half. Believe me, every time I'm in the round, there's a curtain. It's like, well, we thought it'd be more intimate.
You're in the crescent.
And no one wants to see your back.
Hey, you were getting to something.
Oh, yeah. When you hosted the Oscars, all we had to hear was from Rich Voss about how he was writing for Chris Rock. Good. Finally. And all I wanted to do
he
is...
He might have got a couple in there.
Did he?
Yeah, I think he got one.
He bragged about that for
a year. He got a couple in the intros.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All he was talking about, though, is, well, I gotta, get over and see Chris where I'm writing. It's like, what could you possibly be writing?
He would call us from L.A. in between writing sessions.
And just
make
talk
sure everyone
about that.
Knew what he was doing.
Every time we talked to him, he had to bring that up.
Yeah.
And it's still one of his big credits.
How long after you hired Voss did you realize, all right, this was a mistake? He's a nice guy, but he contributes very little, and he's dumb.
Dumb as dirt.
He'd have some stuff.
I forgot you hosted, man. That was so great. It was so fun
to
watch.
It was so great, they never called again.
Good, though.
What the hell is that about?
Wait.
Did it again?
Hold on. I'll tell you what that's about. That means he did a great job.
As a comedian.
No, I'm serious.
You were a comedian doing
right.
the Oscars. It was great to watch. Just smashing them. I love that. That stupid Jude Law. Who is he? That was so great. And then Sean Penn, who's one of our finest. Shut your mouth.
One of our finer actors. And
it's like
boy,
Sean,
what a sense of humor that guy's got.
Chris will say it. Sean should have taken the, take the joke.
Oh,
man.
What a
My
douche.
God.
It was just nice to see a comic doing that and not being polite to them, but really really tearing the throats out.
Absolutely, it was great, man.
Thank you.
Could you hang for
Patrice,
a little longer?
See how I said thank you?
Wait a minute. Let me
that
practice.
Goes a long way. That goes a long way, Patrice.
Thank you, Chris. See, I'm going to follow it. Let me just practice saying thank you to people. Just say something to me, Owie.
I don't have anything I could say to you.
It's okay.
thanks anyway.
I'm trying to learn instead of going, ugh.
This is Patrice and you compliment him because he is a sweet guy, but he doesn't
want anyone to know that.
He doesn't know how to
he's got
get
that
love.
Tough outer shell that you got to break through.
If you said, Patrice, that hosting job you did was so good that one time, shut up.
right. That's Patrice.
Patrice doesn't realize. He doesn't realize he's a big black man. So he thinks he's going, hey, how you doing? But what we hear is,
ooga booga. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Ooga booga booga booga.
People who don't like Patrice hate him. Because he gets the people, because if he teases you, he's loud. You're not going to be louder than he is. And nope.
I never realized he couldn't take a compliment properly, because I had complimented you on your appearances on The Office, even though they were very brief, but you were very good.
Can I tell you really quickly
people
why?
Always, when they write to Patrice, they make sure they can write them out, too. I don't know how this is going to work.
Any and out for this character.
Put a pre-existing medical condition in the character description.
It starts off with diabetes in the show.
He's boisterous with a heart condition.
Just in case.
That fun-loving, weak-hearted man.
It starts off with diabetes and a doctor's appointment. First episode.
You could go into a coma in season two.
They don't want to lose a minute of production time.
If you're lucky. Oh, man.
Actually, Arrested Development, too. I loved that show.
I think I got thrown out of there for the same reason.
Why?
I don't think I said thank you.
Yeah, see, that's your problem.
What are you going to do? I don't know.
Just be nice. I think we only... You have to be somewhere. We only have you for another 10 minutes or so.
Whatever you need. I'm here.
Can we take a quick break and then continue?
For you? Sure.
Oh, wow. And he doesn't like doing radio, so that's a compliment.
Who does?
Do that
Jesus
one more
Christ.
Time, Chris.
That's too early.
Do that one more time. Just
For you?
See, I know.
See, there was nothing in me to even know to say that.
That was just acting, though.
But it was...
That wasn't sincere. That was just acting.
No, but I know. That's what he's saying.
All right, listen.
For you, sure.
Quick break.
Chris Rock at the Garden. Just a quick plug. Ticketmaster, obviously, it's a New Year's Eve show. It's an amazing place. You're already in the city. So if you go to the show, it's like, 9 o'clock?
Yeah.
You're out by, 10:30.
No. We're gonna do...
Yeah. Are you bringing the New Year?
Yeah, we're going to bring
it. Are you going to rock it?
Wow, that's cool. A long show. Okay, great.
The other thing...
First of all, let me just say something very subtle that Jimmy slipped in there.
Yeah.
He goes, Chris Rock playing the Garden. You're already in the city. See, in other words, it's like, don't drive from Long Island.
Where I'm going to be.
He's going to be. And go to the city.
Can I stay?
Where are you playing?
I'm doing Westbury Music Fair.
Don't brag.
Hey, we got to take a quick break. Really fast. I do want to say that I'm a huge fan of your comedy CDs. And I had no idea you had a CD out until literally a minute ago.
Oh, yeah.
It's called The Greatest Bits. Chris Rock, Cheese and Crackers. So check that out as you're doing your holiday shopping, right? Or download it from iTunes, whatever you want to do.
Greatest Hits is out. Perfect for the holiday.
All right,
perfect gift.
More with Chris Rock. We got Drew Boogie playing us the break. It's Opie and Anthony.
Let's hear it for Flavor Flav.
Flavor Flav.
Let's do this shot.
Everybody say, everybody say, everybody say,
better check yourself before you wreck yourself. Better check yourself before you wreck yourself.
We're back with the Opie and Anthony Show in studio. Chris Rock, we're really excited that he's sitting in here with us. Louis C.K. became a friend of our show in the last year.
Thanks
to Jim Norton. And we've been telling Louis, you got to help us get Chris Rock in studio. So I'm glad it's finally happening, man. He's promoting his New Year's Eve show at the Madison Square Garden, which is
the big garden.
Very
the real
sweet.
Garden.
Yes.
Dan Cook Garden.
The Knicks Garden. The
Knicks boy.
Garden. Hey, and the tour kicks off in February. You can go to chrisrock.com. And I forgot about this, too. You were voted the fifth best comic of all time by Comedy Central. And I know, like, voting in the polls.
Four.
That might be good or bad. Who was ahead of you? Was Yakov Smirnoff ahead of you?
Pryor, Carlin, Woody,
Joe Bolster.
Woody Allen?
Yeah, Woody was.
Wait.
Where was Bill Cosby at?
Bill Cosby was number. I want to say number 8.
Oh, I'm not better than Cosby.
I think you are actually. I'm not. I like Cosby, but I like the fact that you attack socially. And Cosby is a
why
great
is
comedian.
Why is Pryor undisputed number one, you think?
Pryor,
I mean, he is number one.
I like Cosby and Pryor. They're like 1 and 1A to me, but, you know.
That's me and Pryor and Carlin.
And Carlin. That's like, okay, that's the big three.
I like Cosby, but I don't like him better than I like Pryor. I don't like him better than Carlin. I don't like him better than I like you. Only because as great as he was and as great a performer he is and as brilliant as he is, he doesn't attack social stuff. You always, and I like this about you, always... Like we were talking about Michael Vick one night at the Cellar, and Chris wasn't even doing a bit, but just the angle you seem to hit these things from is always like, oh, all right, it's always an interesting point of view.
Poor Michael Vick.
I would have loved to see him play this year, man. That would have been so much fun.
Maybe getting ready for the playoffs right now. I watched a game this year. A guy got paralyzed, and they kept playing.
Yeah.
So you could paralyze a guy, but if you kill a dog, you can't play.
Do you think he'll be back next year?
A man can't walk. Fine.
Lay him in the middle of the field, put a 50 on him. Yeah. That's part of the game.
He was shaking, convulsing. They gave him a penalty for taunting in the end zone. Michael Vick. Kill some dogs.
That's the social commentary you're talking about right there, Jim.
It was really, but it was really an interesting point of view. And I'm not going to give away the bit, but it's something about how they arrest you if you go, like, you know, the bathroom in the park and they have parks, just places for the dogs to go to the bed. It's just really great.
That is great.
And just in conversation, I was like, oh, that's great.
I got to ask Chris about India. You just got back from India?
I'm shooting a weird documentary, my Borat-ish movie about black women and hair weaves, and hair weaves come from India. But, okay, I'm not making this up. India, you get off the plane, and you go to baggage claim, and in baggage claim was a big pile of S-H-I-T. And I didn't see an animal anywhere. And that was probably the most pleasant smell in my 6 days there.
Wait, there was a pile of crap at baggage claim in India. Did it say hors d'oeuvre under it?
So that's all you need to know.
Wow. Yeah,
but the people were pretty nice. But every now and then there'd be some crap on the ground.
Did you just expect to get some kind of disease? Or at least, like, spend a lot of time on the bowl?
It's weird. Every time you drink water, you have to bring your own water, and sometimes people would try to give you water and tell you it was boiled. And I kind of lived off Pop-Tarts and peanut butter for, like, four days, man. Oh,
yeah, I'd be afraid to eat anything.
I spent my last two Christmases in Africa, and it ain't nothing. Africa is Hershey, Pennsylvania. Compared to India.
Wow.
Why Africa? You just you doing gigs?
Well, I went, you know, Oprah called up and then went down there for the opening.
When Oprah calls, you gotta go.
Yeah. Patrice was on the list. Didn't check his email.
You see how he knows about self-destruction? I'm trying. How come you can't give me the same? Everybody changes. Don't check his email. That had nothing. That's what Chris used to do. And he still has that thing because he spelled the word fully that he didn't say. He spelled it out.
He knows how to do radio.
And that's what I'm saying. Yeah. He knows that.
He doesn't like doing radio, but he knows how to do it.
Oh, man. That's funny.
I don't like waking up.
Yeah, I know.
I got no problem with radio.
Yeah. Sleeping late.
You want to be famous enough where when you go to Florida, Miami, and they say Chris Rock's coming, you want the show to be sold before you get there.
Fine.
So you don't have to go and sell it in the morning.
Hey. You know, Bobby Slayton, Don Meyer, yeah. Bobby Collins. That's all I wanted.
But we were saying at the break, though, Chris Rock is
Bobby Collins'
famous.
Career? That's what I wanted. Bobby Collins packs them in there. Everybody's happy.
Right.
They're always happy.
That's all you wanted.
Let me ask you this. Now, you think there's a difference between white fame and black fame, right?
Yeah, and Puerto Rican fame.
But I'm saying you've been black
Asian
famous
fame.
For how long? How much longer than you've been like?
Yeah, these guys had this discussion during the break. Patrice looks at Chris Rock and goes, "You've been black famous for over 20 years."
I guess so, but you could make a million black people laugh, but one white man will make you rich.
That's true. Bernie Mac, right? Wasn't Bernie Mac very famous before he got
ultimately,
to
it'd be some black, white yeah, guy. Black, yeah. I think you're funny.
Yeah, you're hysterical. Here's a check. Well, when
I think you're hilarious. There are guys
to change your life.
But everyone knew who you are by SNL, you know, from Saturday Night Live and stuff. And
enough to get in a club.
Yeah. Yeah. And then after that, you kind of went on. You kept things going. You're in a couple of movies. And then you did your stand up, just put you over the top, man.
Brought me back.
Yeah.
Just trying to hang in there.
Yeah. Just trying to hang in.
You know who's black famous? Mike Epps. Is black famous?
Like he's moving into he's in most white Evil people, and you know,
they know kind
white
of who
people
he is,
know Mike Epps. But young white kids know Mike Epps from the Fridays.
Maybe young guys do, especially from the Fridays. Mm-hmm. If you say Mike Epps to most people, they don't know who he is. But yet he still does.
Like Tracy Morgan's white famous, but he was black famous when he was on Martin playing a Hustle Man.
Yeah, I don't even remember that.
Yes,
you know.
Yeah. Notice that. You know, that behavior works for Tracy. Won't work for you.
Yeah. I don't know how
only one black man could behave like Tracy at a time.
I don't even understand.
Only one crazy Negro in Hollywood.
I don't understand that. How Tracy gets and keeps work.
I think he's lovable.
But he's insane. No. The guy's a madman.
But who's funnier than Tracy Morgan?
I know.
He really is a funny
guy. Can any of
guy.
Us in this room go, yeah, I'm funnier than Tracy Morgan? I can't say
if
that.
If you're ever standing in a room with that guy, he will be the center of attention and you'll be
that
laughing your ass off.
Always funny.
Yeah.
I bring it up a lot. I went and saw him at Caroline's and he decided he needed to show the front row his...
Somebody go get pregnant tonight.
Right. But he decided not to do comedy anymore and he was obsessed with showing girls his... private area, let's just put it that way, for a half hour. I'm like, he's never going to be in Caroline's ever again.
I want you to have my daughter.
And sure enough, 3 months later, he's back there
Tracy,
and selling out the
Tracy
club.
Tracy never possibly be the funniest dude you ever... Like,
he's one of the funniest guys
We love when he comes on the
he's
show.
Like,
we just can't figure him out.
Chris Farley was just like that. Kind
yeah.
Of.
Yeah.
Yeah, just this uncontrollable... oozing.
We miss Chris Farley.
Yeah, anyone that's talked about him has said, like, even just hanging out in a room with him, you'll be laughing your ass off. The guy was always on.
Always.
Wasn't the 10-year, they call it anniversary, which I think's weird, but it was 10 years, right, that he passed?
I think
that just passed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, I miss him, man.
It's been 10 years?
Yeah, he was unbelievable.
You done any stuff, because you seem to make a lot of good choices with shows and stuff. You done any stuff?
I think so.
Yeah, man. As far as like the HBO show and the stand-up, and then you segue into movies. I mean,
trying to stay in the business, man.
Doing well, though. I mean, Lethal Weapon 4. I mean,
try to say no sometimes.
I've never said no.
Say no.
I've never said no.
If you say no enough times, see, the people that work with you want to make money. So they'll come back with something.
I love how he's downplaying his career in front of us. He's a monster.
If you say no, you'll be amazed. They'll come back.
Is there anything that you wish? Is there
like they live off of 10% of what you make.
Oh, no, they don't. My managers live off of what Robin Williams makes. I'm in the tax write-off
category.
Like they were trying to help this kid.
They need a couple of bombs.
Yeah, believe me. They're not living off what I'm making. Do you, is there anything that you did that you wish you didn't do?
Not really. I mean, this stuff that, you know, you watch and go, ooh, maybe.
But it was a learning experience.
Yeah, but you end up being a learning. Sometimes things end up being a learning experience. Sometimes you make, you get good relationships if you come on time and, you know.
You have a
don't,
say,
don't
you
hit
have
the
say,
pipe.
You
remember
you
your
no?
lines.
I did a movie with, this movie called Bad Company that didn't go great. But I met Jerry Bruckheimer and there's a relationship there. Mm-hmm. And Anthony Hopkins and... you know, Kerry Washington, all these people, and it was, you know.
You ever said no to anything that you go, oh, man, I should have said yes to that?
Really?
You ever say no to something that somebody else became famous from you saying no?
I love those stories, yeah.
What did I say no to? I'm not even sure. A lot of stuff just dies in the...
in the process?
I don't want to... because some of them I say no to, it is like they bombed, and you're like, you know.
Yes.
People have child support payments to make. I don't want to judge anybody. It's like, I knew that movie was going to suck.
You announced at Live Earth that you're doing a Ricky Gervais movie. Were you kidding or no?
I was kidding.
Oh, you are? Okay.
I was kidding. I'll do a movie. I love it.
We just had him on the show the other day.
He's funny.
Yeah, speaking of which, you're going to go over to London and perform?
Yeah, right after the new year. Yeah, I got
Isn't
a whole bunch of...
Comedy's a lot different over there, no? I hear that all the time, but...
I've been on stage over there. I never like really did gigs there. So, but I've been on stage and stuff seemed to work.
Right.
So they all know who you are there, though. So you want to go to London a little bit famous before...
Not really.
No? You can
They're
make a
10
name
years
for yourself.
Behind
remember,
us in
remember
funny.
Leary? Leary went over there, mm-hmm. not famous, and came back, made a name for himself.
Rich Hall. Yeah.
Rich Hall.
Who's still huge over there, right?
Yeah, he does theaters.
He's massive in London?
He's yeah, big as Otis Lee Crenshaw over there now. He does this singing kind of cowboy dude.
Really?
Yeah, he's big. He's,
get out of
he's
here.
A, he's
really?
A household name over there, Rich Hall. Otis Lee Crenshaw, he's as big as you can get over there.
Really? Yeah. What is it, like a parody of Idiotic Americans?
No, it's a he's a like a redneck kind of thing, and he sings these songs and parodies, and yep, and he's famous.
Is it kind of like Larry the Cable Guy with songs?
It's Larry. It's Larry Cable Guys. Yep. Yes, it is. Yep.
So he just ripped off Larry the Cable Guy.
I won't say that. Is that the right thing to say?
Say it. You can say it.
You have a tree trying. I like it.
I wouldn't say that, but no, I don't think.
Wow, now you're burning a bridge like with.
No, no. That, if you listen to this, unless they edit it.
Oh, we'll edit it. Trust me.
To make it sound like. I'm saying he does this dude, but I would say it's Cable Guy-ish, but it's not him. It's just like this.
Yeah.
This. He's more like a. I don't know. Nigga.
Get her done.
Here's why I get frustrated. I don't know.
I like
that. I'm just saying. He's kind of.
Peace for Larry the Cable Guy. Everybody go to his gig.
Yeah.
He's playing New Year's.
Hey, Chris, what was your story of the year? It's the end of the year here. What's the one story that made you go, this was a good year?
You know, my favorite story, and it's I'm just sad that they didn't stay on it long enough, was the astronaut in the diaper was my favorite
yes.
of the year. That was my favorite.
Was she
hands down.
She had to do some damage so bad that she needed to wear that diaper for that long ride.
You know, I always say, it's like, that could never happen with a guy. A guy could put on the diaper, a guy could get in the car, but he ain't driving 10,000 miles. A guy, within a mile and a half, he's going to see another girl. Look at that bitch! He's going to pull over. He's not going to make it that long.
Yeah, she was on one of those stalker missions, man.
Oh, she's my favorite.
She
I'm
going
to put on a diaper.
And
And just being an astronaut.
Diaper.
All the work it takes to become an astronaut, and then you just... shoot it to hell by putting a diaper on
it. Diaper!
Go, having
a
like a ball peen hammer and some pliers. I don't know what the hell she was going to do. Some duct tape.
You know how well you have to bang a woman for her to go to the bathroom in her own pants to get your rival? Like, you really have to be
you
good
would think
bed.
She'd want it to be nice and fresh when she saw it.
That was the take. You actually feel good about that. You rode all the way here to kill my girl in a diaper? Thanks, baby.
Oh, that is a great story. That one is Michael Vick.
Two girls, one cup.
Two Girls, One Cup is a great one.
What's Two Girls, One Cup?
Oh, Jesus.
We just don't have time, unfortunately.
Wish we had it here.
Wow. I'm surprised you don't know
it's a video that's just gone completely viral on YouTube, and it's two girls, one cup, and one girl fills the cup with a lovely thick treat.
Yeah, she could have got it from baggage claim in India.
Yeah. Two girls, one cup, and India. Just
and
put those all together.
They both share it.
No.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
It's great.
It is. We're like short timers left in the NOM when it comes to that. We're like the short timers in the NOM. We've seen it so many times. We just watch and go, ha, ha, ha. But when we get somebody new and that hasn't seen it, we enjoy them just going, oh, I can't look. Oh, jeez. Oh.
But everyone,
it is,
I can't believe it.
Human level, you can't watch it.
Yeah,
it's just, why are they doing
this? Is this a porno?
No.
I think it was supposed to be in some places of the world.
It did nothing to me at all.
But mainstream culture has checked this video out. It's not just like guys like us.
Two girls, one cup.
It's so big that they don't have, it's hard to find the actual video. You just have, if you type it up, it's just people watching it.
Yeah.
And you're not seeing it.
Yeah, now it's people's reaction to watching it that people are watching.
Two girls, one cup. I'll try to remember that.
Yeah.
It's easy. Twogirlsonecup.com.
I've just never, you know.
Do you troll around looking at videos?
I troll around and I never press, you know, S-H-I-T.
Yeah.
I've never been that.
Chris, for your viewing pleasure.
Well,
just
here
we
it is.
The air,
if you want to take
starts
a,
off
a
with a nice
look.
Scene, girl and girl action, and then you get...
Ah!
Oh, they do. They ever step it up?
Oh, look at that! Come on, Chris.
They step it up. They step it up.
Don't be a rookie. Come on. Come on.
What the hell?
my leg in there.
They really step it up. God, they step it up.
That's our favorite part. Come on, look. There you go.
There it is.
We just want to make sure you don't forget your time on the Opie and Anthony show.
Two girls, one cup. Why, indeed?
Why?
You're not gonna forget us, right, Chris?
Why?
That was wonderful.
Where do you get those girls?
That makes me breathe better when I see that video.
I think I found a new opening act.
It's an icebreaker, all right.
Well, that's our music. We got to get out, unfortunately. Let's not forget, Patrice O'Neill, comics next week.
Yes, comics!
28, 29.
How many seats does that play?
PatriceO'Neill.com.
Chris Rock will be there ridiculing me. Come down and see.
You can play Town Hall.
And comics.com with an X.
Please.
For the Patrice O'Neill info. Jim.
He's at the Westbury. Patrice should be at the Westbury Music Fair.
No, yeah, I'm North Fork on New Year's Eve if you're out there. If you're in the city here, Chris Rock is at the Garden on New Year's Eve with Jill.
Jill Scott.
And they bring in the New Year there, too, in the Garden. Go to Ticketmaster.
And at midnight, Biz Markie's coming out and singing Umbrella.
Biz Markie.
That would be something I would want to see.
Yeah.
ChrisRock.com.
And his greatest hits CDs in stores now. It's Cheese and Crackers from Chris Rock.
Chris Rock's greatest hits in stores.
Chris, I hope you come back. We had a lot of fun, man. We do a little hang here. We try to do it a little different than most
The video
most
was a bit much.
Yeah. But you're not going to apologize for that.
How are you going to top that?
Are you going to forget us, though?
I can't forget you.
That's our goal with this whole thing. All right. The great Chris Rock. What else can we say?